Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the silly permission to get in that mothership?
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My co-worker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Good, have a good day. We appreciate you being with us. We're happy to be here every single weekday morning, 6 until 10 Eastern Time, 3 until 7 Pacific, on the ever-expanding CBS Sports Radio Network. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can.
Oh, okay.
Coming your way this hour on the show in 20, we've got your sound check, another classic G-O-D-A impersonation. In 40 minutes, the dramatic reading of today's Hat Journal, which I think we skirted over a little bit yesterday because the Paul Dottino read was so funny and also controversial. Paul, longtime Giants reporter, has kind of been at odds with Mraz over the last couple of years during Mraz's surge to the top of the Giants media. I think that Paul is a trained journalist. He has looked down on Mraz's clownish behavior as Mraz has risen to the top, but did agree to do the dramatic reading yesterday. And we were all kind of laughing at the fact that Paul did it, but missed, when I thought back on it driving into work today, we'd missed some of the details of it, which were not pretty. That we started off a week and a half ago with steamed broccoli and chicken, and it has gone pretty consistently downhill since. So we'll see if today's dramatic reading unveils anything different, but it does beg a little deeper dive, if you will, with what Mraz's daily intake, as he says, has been.
Aioli?
But I want to start this hour with high-powered offenses. That's right. Shut up, DA. High-powered offenses. The Cowboys have had one of their best offensive seasons in franchise history, scoring more than 500 points. They scored 530 points. Now, remember, this is a 17-game schedule, so you do get the extra game. But the Cowboys, all told, especially first half of the season when they were singing on offense, scored more points than any other Cowboys team ever, 530. And that's saying something. They've had some really good Cowboys teams, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, Staubach, Aikman, etc. But today, offenses are more higher powered, longer season, going to lead to more points scored total and some records being broken. But still, credit the Cowboys offense because, again, especially early in the season, they were cooking. Well, the Cowboys will enter this postseason and take on a very, very good defense. The San Francisco 49ers defense is finally healthy. It's a defense that obviously a couple of years ago was the backbone of making a Super Bowl run. The 49ers this season were one of the better scoring defenses in the NFL, coming in at 11th in the NFL. So the Niners could end up being a thorn in the side of the Cowboys coming up on Sunday. In fact, this is the smallest line of the weekend, only 3 points. The Cowboys favored by 3 points against the 49ers. There's certainly a way for the 49ers to win this football game, and it's primarily based on defense. If you're a fan of the Cowboys and you're like, man, we've got the offense. It came alive in week 17 or week 18 against the Eagles. Dak, Zeke, Pollard, the wide receivers, the offensive line. I feel good about our chances. Mike McCarthy, Kellen Moore, offensive guys. Moore's play calling. I feel good. I would warn you. The Cowboys were the highest scoring team in the league. In fact, their 530 points, one of the highest scoring teams ever in the postseason. However, of the previous 11 highest scoring teams ever to make the playoffs, guess how many won the Super Bowl? Zero.
Oh, okay.
That's right. 11 previous highest scoring teams before this year's Cowboys entered the postseason, zero won the Super Bowl. Mike McCarthy was the coach of one of those teams. Do you remember the 2011 Green Bay Packers? They were coming off their 2010 Super Bowl championship. They went 15-1. They had home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and they were one and done. They lost to the 9-7 Giants at Lambeau that year. Remember the only 600-point offense in NFL history. This is the highest-scoring offense ever, the 2013 Broncos. That was Peyton Manning's 5,500 yards through the air, 55-touchdown season. They ended up getting all the way to a Super Bowl, but losing to the Seattle Seahawks, getting blown out at MetLife Stadium. The Patriots scored 589 points in 2007, undefeated regular season, all the way to a Super Bowl. And of course, as we all know, lost to the 10-6 New York Giants. Go down the list. The highest scoring offenses ever have not won Super Bowls. Now, there have been three that scored more than 500 points that did end up winning the Super Bowl. The 61 Oilers in the AFL, the greatest show on turf, Rams in 99, and the 09 Saints with Breeze and company when they defeated the Colts in that Super Bowl with the onside kick and the pick six late. So why? Why do you have the greatest offenses ever that are continually stymied in the playoffs and fall short of winning Super Bowls, even when they're next level great, like Tom Brady's 07 Patriots, like Peyton Manning's 13 Broncos, like Aaron Rodgers' 15-1 Packers? Well, there's a couple of reasons. Number one, it's way harder to score points when the weather's cold, when the weather's windy, when the ground is hard, when it's just not as comfortable. It's harder to throw. It's harder to score. It's harder to complete passes. It hurts more to get hit. It's harder to get up after those hits. That's just human nature. The physics of actually throwing a football, like all of those teams did so well, get harder as the weather gets colder. That's an easy fix right there. That's an easy solve, I should say, for the question. The other part of this is, though, that when you're talking about the greatest playoff or the greatest offenses ever to make the playoff, you're talking about larger sample sizes. You're talking about 16 or 17 games. This is your body of work. Now you get into one and dones. Let's just say you could remove the weather like the Saints did in 09. They played all of their games in a dome. They played all their playoff games in a dome that year and then played the Super Bowl. I believe that was a Miami Super Bowl. Let's just take weather out of it, okay? You play in a dome, yada, yada, yada. The other part of it is you get into one-game situations where you're one and done, and you're gone. If the 07 Patriots lined up against the 07 Giants for a seven-game series, the Patriots are going to almost always win that series, 4 out of 7. But if you got one game to win and it comes down to one or two drives at the end of a game, a great defense can stop an offense on one or two of those drives for one game. It comes down to that matchup, that minute, that moment. And when you combine the two, momentum of these offenses is such a huge thing. You have a defense on their heels. They're scrambling. They're tired. You're taking advantage of a window here, a tell there. A high-powered, high-scoring offense goes against a defense and has them off balance. But if the defense stops the momentum, stops the rhythm, that high-powered offense is oftentimes scrambled because they've played in tempo the whole year. When the Giants lined up against the 16-0 Patriots in the Super Bowl, and early in that game, it was obvious they were getting to Tom Brady. It was a different Patriots offense. You could see it from the start. Wow. If I'm not mistaken, Mraz, halftime of Super Bowl 42 is 3-3?
7-3.
7-3. You knew early in that game, this ain't going to be a rhythm, a tempo, a high energy game for the Patriots offense. They were in a slugfest. You saw it first snap, Broncos-Seahawks Super Bowl. Went over Peyton Manning's head. Suddenly, they looked lost. Suddenly, they're bickering with one another. Suddenly, they can't use tempo and keeping the Seahawks off guard. They were the ones that had lost the momentum right out of the chute. The Rams in 01, the greatest show on turf's better version 2 years later. They got into a slugfest in the Super Bowl. They couldn't score. Ty Law brings back the pick six, and the Rams don't know what to do. Now, if you get caught in a slugfest in the first half of a Super Bowl or a playoff game, and you score 7, 3, 10 points, in the second half, you might only get 4 more drives. You're now looking up at a scoreboard, your life has come crashing down, and you got 4 drives to figure this out. 4! If you get to the fourth quarter, it's a one-score game, and the pass rush has been after your ass the entire day, you got 2 drives left potentially. The pressure and the condensing of when you have to execute and how you execute is so heightened in the playoffs and the Super Bowl that, man, a great offense for one day, for one quarter, for one half, runs into a brick wall, and they're cooked. It's why Super Bowl champion after Super Bowl champion, and this is since the dawn of time. You can change the rules. You can change how you can hit a quarterback. You can change all of this stuff about not touching the wide receiver. This is pass interference. This is unnecessary roughness. At the end of the day, in every playoff game still, the recipe for winning is still going to be defense, and running the football. Now, you've got to get elite quarterbacking play at some point in time. So The Eagles needed that out of Nick Foles. The Giants needed that out of Eli Manning. The Ravens needed that out of Joe Flacco. Those guys had to be elite at some point in the playoffs. But all of those teams also could smash in the mouth playing defense, could rattle the other team's quarterback, and could run the football effectively enough if you had the lead or needed to keep your defense on the sideline for a little bit. And so for the Cowboys, this year's run to come back to this highest scoring offense in the NFL is actually not so much about Dak and the wide receivers. It's about the run game, the offensive line, and the Cowboys' defense. If the Cowboys' defense, which is one of the best in the NFL, has their best days, it's far more important than Dak having his best day. Far more important. The defensive ability of the Cowboys is about three times more important than Kellen Moore's play calling. If the Cowboys' defense is elite, the Cowboys have a chance to win a Super Bowl. If it's not, who cares about the offense? It won't matter. So when you look at your picks and you look at your predictions and you look at this NFL playoff slate, just remember, don't be dazzled by offenses. Don't be dazzled by high-flying passing attacks. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year. Brady, Godwin, Evans, AB, pick your weapon, Gronk. When push came to shove, what did they need? They needed the stop on the goal line of the red zone in the NFC Championship game against Rodgers and the Packers. And in the Super Bowl, they chased Patrick Mahomes out of the stadium all night long. That had nothing to do with Brady's huge offense. They had to get defensive stops, and the Buccaneers' defense, in my mind, was the real MVP of the Super Bowl. That's what's going to dictate and define who wins a championship this year. When we come back here on the DA Show, we've got your sound check, your best audio of the day. Geo cooks up a pretty good DA impersonation yet again.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ja Morant on disrespecting kids in his own building. And Mraz has done some of his best sleuth work in years. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Okay, let's start with your best audio of the day. Remember that you can watch the show at watchda.com. That's available on Twitch as well. That's mobile friendly. Watch the show at watchda.com on your phone or your tablet. Or you can also watch on Twitch, the CBS Sports Radio channel. Here's Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show as they were talking about Joe Judge's play call on 2nd and 11 from inside their own 10-yard line, running a goal line quarterback sneak because they're too scared of what could happen. What would happen if Matt LaFleur called that in for Aaron Rodgers?
Nobody wants to be a part of that. You want to get the playoffs, of course. Nobody wants to be a part of, like, kneeling out to take a tie. I would lose my mind. You know what would make me lose my mind almost as much as that? 3rd and 9 on the minus -5.
Oh.
Let's go in goal line personnel and run a QB sneak.
Yeah, you would call time out there. We'd audible.
Call that one in, Matt, and let's see what happens.
So I heard somebody mention, I think it was Greeny, who said, once Rodgers clowned Joe Judge, that's when Mara decided to fire him. I mean, come on. I mean, that's the biggest lark ever. No. That play call, those play calls, if you sat down with Joe Judge and Joe Judge said, look, I'm doing this because the only way we can win a football game is if we muck it up, we ugly it up, we punt and play field position and try to win 12-10, then if Mara doesn't respect that or understand that, I mean, that's a miscommunication there. It's not that Mara and Tish went home, thought, you know what? Joe Judge makes good points here. I can understand why they ran that play. Oh, wait a second. Aaron Rodgers is making fun of him. Then we have to fire him. No. The fact is Joe Judge has been defiant. Joe Judge has been combative. Joe Judge has acted as though he's the tough guy. Come talk to me. I'll shoot it straight. No nonsense around here. And then it was nonsense. It was nonsense. We don't fight on the sidelines. Yeah, but you run goal line quarterback sneaks on 3rd and 9. So it's kind of surrender, right? So you don't fight. You're no nonsense, but you surrender in the second quarter of football games. That's a huge part of why I think Joe Judge seemed hypocritical, or at least he seemed hollow. It was a lot of talk, but not a lot of action. And I think if you're Mara and Tish, what ends up happening here, we don't have to go back down this autopsy again, but if you want the truth here, the truth is they probably wanted a reason to bring back Joe Judge. They did not want to have to fire another guy. But late in the season, they got worse and worse. And if they were going to bring in a new GM, no GM wanted to be tethered to Joe Judge in the final year or the first year of their tenure, but Joe Judge's potential final year. They didn't want the guillotine hanging over the franchise of, will we have to fire this guy and will a new GM accept this guy? That's the bit. And so they go into the exit strategy meetings, the exit meetings. They talk to Joe Judge. They have not fired him yet. They then reach out to potential GMs. And every GM they reach out to goes, yeah, but I don't want Joe Judge. And they go, well, we got to fire Joe Judge then. It's not because Aaron Rodgers joked about Joe Judge. It's because that's the reality of hiring the guy that you really need to hire at GM. Now, does it speak well of Joe Judge that even Rodgers would clown him? Of course not. But everybody in the NFL is clowning him. If Mara and Tish didn't hear the entire league laughing at Joe Judge during Sunday's game, I mean, what were they paying attention to?
Also, he's not calling that play if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. It's Jake Fromm in the O-line. So take a freaking lap, Rodgers.
Well, that's a good point as well.
I mean, what a stupid take. What a stupid, stupid take from him. Of course LaFleur's not calling that play. You're Aaron Rodgers. You're not Jake Fromm.
So you're saying that on 2nd and 11, you don't call a play for Aaron Rodgers to take a knee?
No. He's such a doofus jerk. I've had it with him.
Because he once told you to get away from your
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, but also just now he sits back. He sits in that couch with Pat McAfee with the stupid winter hat, and he goofs around and wants to talk about, oh, this is what would tick me off. You know what would tick me off? If, as a fan, my quarterback wanted to hold out all summer long because he didn't like that what happened to him was the same exact thing that happened to Brett Favre with him and acting like a complete above-it-all jerk. He's a jerk, a jerk, a jerk.
Here's Ja Morant. Now, Ja and the Grizzlies played the Warriors the other night. And, of course, in Memphis, there was plenty of people in Warriors jerseys. In fact, there was a little kid that had a Warriors jersey behind the basket. So Ja Morant makes a play. He's running behind the basket, and he makes a great play. And this kid who's in the Warriors jersey holds up his hand for a high five. And Ja's like, no.
After the last bucket, you got drew the foul. You go into the stands, and there's a little kid wearing a Warriors
disrespectful with that jersey on.
He wants to say that again?
Disrespectful.
With the jersey on. No mercy for the little kid.
Nah. It looked like he wanted to cheer, but he had that jersey on. I apologize to him, but in that moment, bro, take the jersey off and then dap me up.
Do you expect him back? And you want him back in a Grizzlies jersey next time?
Sure.
The clip goes on to say that he's willing to buy a jersey for that kid and send that kid a Grizzlies jersey. Ja's right here. I don't care how young you are. You've got to teach this to your kids as young fans. If you show up to a game with a jersey of a certain team, you cannot expect high fives from the opposing team. Especially if you're wearing the road jersey and looking for a high five from a home player. You can't show up to the Grindhouse in a Steph Curry jersey and then Ja makes a play and you get a high five from Ja to beat Steph Curry. No. I don't care how young you are. Those kids in the stands came to see Steph. That's fine. Steph is beloved. That's fine. But then when Ja makes a play to beat the Warriors, you can't then cheer for the Grizzlies. Be like, yeah, you got it, Ja. No. You chose your alliance. You came to a Grizzlies game in a Warriors jersey. No mercy. Ja just beat him. You don't get to high-five him. No. Come back next time with a Grizzlies jersey. And then you get to high-five Ja. Ja.
All right.
And finally, yesterday, a controversy here on the 10th floor of CBS Sports Radio Studios, because once again, as we've talked about, the bathrooms have been undergoing massive renovations. In fact, neither one of them are working, and so we have to go to another floor to get to use a working bathroom. Well, apparently, yesterday, somebody did use the bathroom when flushing was unavailable. And didn't just one, he too'd. Not me too, he too. And Boomer and Gio are trying to get to the bottom of who too'd yesterday with unflushable toilets.
It was everybody on the DA show. Every single person on the DA show, which ended at the same time as our show, was up there. It was Mirage, it was Bogish, and there was some other engineer that was up there. It was a line.
Were they doing a bit?
All right, we're going to have Mirage gargle the toilet water.
Lick the toilet seat.
Lick the toilet seat and then watch him have a seizure.
But they were trying to get to the bottom of this. They even asked me. They came into the studio after the show yesterday. Boomer burst in. He goes, DA, what kind of shoes do you wear? And I'm like, what do you mean? What type of sneakers do you usually wear? And I'm like, And I'm thinking that Boomer has some type of endorsement deal or something. And he's going to hook me up. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm 10 and a half. What do you got? Got some new Jordans or cross trainers or what do we got going? Durant's? What do you got? Come my way. He's like, what kind of shoes do you wear? And I'm like, well, I put up my sneakers here and they're like pseudo dress sneakers. They're Cole Haan. And he goes, oh. He walks out. Gio's like, it's not him. And I'm like, oh. This was just snooping to see if it was my sneakers that they had seen as the guy that went to in the bathroom that you cannot flush. Now, what they're talking about going up to the other bathroom as a show was that you and I went up to the bathroom together during one commercial break to the working bathroom. We both had to go at the same time. You went into one of the stalls. I used the urinal.
I yielded to you to allow urinal.
Yeah. But so they're talking about how we kind of went in unison. But so it wasn't us. Have we gotten to the bottom of who went to?
No, but they've now put up caution tape blocking those bathrooms to make sure nobody goes in there.
They're unflushable.
Yeah, so somebody went to, didn't want to go up there. Now, I will say, you don't do that to make a statement, but we're going on like 5 days. We have 5 minute breaks. It is not easy to get up there and back down in time. We got to fix
that. No, that's the thing. We got 5 minute commercial breaks. And we got to get up to the 11th floor and then back down to the 10th floor. And so you better only go once. Because anything else.
Exactly. And that's the thing. The Gap once sang, "You dropped a bomb on me, baby." And if you have to do that in the radio world, there's not a lot of time. If you're now taking 2 minutes out to get factoring going up and down a flight of stairs, I mean, that's the two you only have time for. So, you know, sometimes desperate times call for desperate measures. I'm not saying I defend this person that went, but I understand him.
That's your sound check. First hour, TMZ published photos of Joe Judge accepting a giant beer delivery and a pizza delivery to his home. Now, we were dissecting this. Obviously, there's a lot of problems with this. Joe Judge got fired. He orders a ton of beer and a ton of pizza. That's fine. We can all relate to that. Been there, done that. You're depressed. You want to eat and drink your feelings away. Totally get it. Christmas decorations are out on the front porch. That's a real problem. I know you're busy, but it's January 12th when this picture is taken. I'm sorry. It shows a lack of attention to detail. It shows why you can't run an organization. You can't even take down your own or tell somebody to take down your own Christmas decorations. It's almost mid-January. The playoffs have started. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and also not decorations that require a ladder. They're right on the stoop next to where you get
paid. Yeah, they're just oversized Christmas ornaments. So you just pick them up and put them away. So I know he's busy, but again, he's making a $25 million deal. 5 years, $5 million per. Just pay somebody to take down the damn ornaments or have your kids do it. That's why you have kids.
Yes.
That's why I'm positive why my dad agreed to have three kids. And he got two sons out of the chute so that we would do the chores. He's like, "Jay, do this. Dame, do this. You guys do this. I'm going to go inside. You guys handle this. Shovel this. Pick up this. Rake that. Close this. Open this." That's what we did our entire childhoods. So, Joe, I don't know if you have kids, but have kids so that they can do this. They bring in the ornaments, okay? Number two, though, our biggest concern out of the whole thing was that it appeared that these were Papa John's pizza boxes. You live in Northern Jersey. That's where all the Giants and the Giants coaches live because that's just outside of MetLife Stadium. Really nice neighborhoods around there, even though the swamps of MetLife look like a hellhole. You don't have to drive more than 10 or 15 minutes away for very, very nice enclaves and ritzy little areas. A lot of money going on Northern Jersey. Well, Mraz has done some sleuthing. Time for Detective Milkshake to be on the case. What did we find out about whether these were Papa John's boxes? Because, look, near Northern Jersey, there's got to be great pizza and great Italian right around the block.
Sure. Well, DA, this was, I think, relatively easy at times to uncover. The common Papa John's box, when looking at it, does have some green piping along the top. Uh-huh. But in one of the close-up images of a box going into the Joe Judge home, it is a very thick patch of green that just doesn't match up to a Papa John's. Uncovering some other digging, I have found Joe Judge's actual residence.
Really?
And I have confirmed it is the same front, same pictures, everything, so I know it is his residence.
You did send this. You found a link on Zillow.
Yes.
Now, the home sold for $3.5 million in spring of 2020, which would be just a couple of months after he got the job.
Everything lines up. It's his house. The pictures match, everything like that. So from there,
8 bath, 5 bedroom.
Yeah. More bathrooms than there are bedrooms, which, hey, when you have that much pizza, you need to space out a little bit. And a beautiful pool, mind you. So once you do this, DA, you can play a lot of games on the Google Maps, right? The closest Papa John's to his house is a 19-minute drive of over 7 miles. Hmm. There is nobody, even if you love Papa John's, that is going to that extent to get Papa John's. The Papa John's may not even deliver that far to the Joe Judge house. So I am ruling out between box and location of being Papa John's. Okay. I went through the 10 closest
pizza places to Joe Judge's house.
Okay.
9 of which I was able to uncover, whether it's through the background of pictures or other pictures, the pizza box.
Okay.
None of those matched the pizza box that Judge had.
Really?
There is one location that no matter what images between Instagram, Facebook, websites, Yelp, store, everything, you can't get a perfect look at the pizza box other than seeing that they have white and brown, the same boxes that are there, but I can't get the top to uncover the red and green. Red and green is heavily featured in this place's logo, and it also, mileage-wise, happens to be the closest pizza place to Joe Judge's house. So while I can't confirm I have the pizza place, process of elimination would tell me there is a very high probability I have found the pizza place.
Does this place look good online?
Delicious, tremendous reviews. People travel from multiple towns away to get the pizza there. Can be a little pricey, which, hey, seemingly with that house and that area, that's understandable. And plenty of specialty pies as well.
My concern about what appeared to be Papa John's boxes was that it looked like smaller pizza boxes, not your normal traditional wide box, the smaller Papa John's pizza box, which I'm saying, you live in Northern Jersey, you make $5 million a year, you better go get real pizza. But you're telling me that that's not so rare.
No, it's not so rare because there's a couple things here. Number one, you can get smaller pies. Sometimes people like splitting up, you know, bar pie styles, and this place will offer that. I've done so as well where I've had people over Halloween and such where, you know, calzones or chicken rolls, eggplant rolls, stuff like that will go in the boxes, you know, pinwheels and stuff like that. So it may not just been 9 pies. It could have been a couple pies, but also we're going to get an assortment of some of the other stuff that a pizzeria gets, which will go in some of those smaller boxes or smaller pies. To me, this all correctly lines up. I think Joe Judge got from a great pizza place, seemingly great food, close food. I think we're actually being a little too harsh on the Papa John's jumping to conclusions if you do a little digging. It all takes a little digging.
Okay. Well, that's a good lesson for you, huh?
It is.
Just takes a little digging. I will say, Detective Milkshake being on the case did a tremendous job. I will say that there's still a part of me that's a little weirded out that the day he gets fired, he gets 6 cases of beer and 7 pies, basically inviting everybody over to like commiserate with him. Is that a celebration party? Do you just need people around you because you're so depressed and so everyone's coming around you to make you feel better? I mean, you're going to make $20 million by not working.
Well, there is.
Can't you just get a pie for yourself and a case of beer? I mean, what you need everybody around you?
There is something else I considered. I wonder if, considering a lot of people have to live close by, I wonder if he had his coaching staff over.
Okay. Okay. You know what? That's the best case scenario.
Guys, hey, didn't go the way we wanted to go. Come over. Let's just, I know this sucks for
all
everybody.
Right. Okay.
A lot of beers, a lot of pizzas. Just come hang at the house as a thank you. Things didn't go our well. You know, I know we're all having to split our separate ways.
I like that. I like that idea better than I like his friends and family have to come over to pick up his spirits.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
Come on.
I mean, Joe Judge, seemingly there was that story a couple weeks ago. He had the biggest tip ever, him and his coaching staff, to the, you know, the staff around the facility holiday time. So maybe he's very generous, and maybe that was just his way of saying, this sucks. Hey, come over, guys. Thank you for hard work.
Okay. Well, I can respect that. That I can respect. I can't respect ordering Papa John's in Northern New Jersey to slam like 5 pies yourself because you're depressed.
Cannot. I agree. So we're going to think positively.
Okay. Still, you got to take down those Christmas decorations. Andrew Bogish is a man of high society and high taste. Looked at this $3.5 million home and said, don't like it, too many columns.
Yeah.
Wow, Bogues. You're tough, no. Tough guy to please.
No, just not my style. Not a place that I would look at and go, I want to live there. Weird triangular designs on the front of the house, then the columns in the front and the back. It's just not my style. And I'm in the mood to hold it against Joe Judge. Can't do Papa John's. I'll do his home decorating and home decision making.
So if somebody forced you to live in a $3.5 million home, you'd be like, nope, don't like it. I'm out of here.
If I had to sign up for that, and yes, I would find a way to survive, but it would not be my first choice.
Okay.
That's a terrible take. You have columns if you have money. You take money and you take the columns. It's a package deal.
If I have money, I can find a house that I like or build the house that I want to live in.
I got to see this pool to see if this is worth $3.5 million.
Oh, it's a beautiful yard. I mean, I'm there for the 4th of July. Easy.
Is that right?
Beautiful.
And the 5th, 6th, and 7th.
That's right.
Yeah.
Actually, that's where we'll be paying off our next bet on Memorial Day at Joe Judge's home. Okay, AB, what do we got?
Let's begin in the NBA. The Lakers have dropped two in a row after a four-game win streak. 125-116 losers in Sacramento last night. Cleveland, a 111-91 win in Utah. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown combined for 67 points as the Celtics down the Pacers, 119-100. And the Nets thumped the Bulls in Chicago, 138-112. Kevin Durant had 27, 25 points, and 16 assists for James Harden. Damian Lillard reportedly leaning towards surgery for his lingering abdominal injury. That operation would keep him out 6 to 8 weeks. As for the college kids, drama in the Big Ten.
5 seconds. 3 seconds. Hogarth down the lane. A bullet pass to Hauser up. And it's in! It's in! Joey Hauser made the winner!
That's from Spartan Sports Network. Joey Hauser's hoop came with 1/10 of a second left, getting number 10 Michigan State past Minnesota 71-69. That's 9 in a row for Sparty. Number 8 Duke, a 76-64 win at Wake Forest. And number 12 LSU downed Florida 64-58. The Gators 0-3 in the SEC for the first time since the 80-81 season. The Dallas Stars, a 5-2 win over Seattle. Joe Pavelski, 2 goals and 3 assists. And as Sean knows well, the Australian Open draw was held overnight. There was a 75-minute delay as they waited to see if a decision on Novak Djokovic's visa was coming. It didn't, and Djokovic now knows his first-round opponent. On the women's side, top seed Ash Barty and defending champ Naomi Osaka in the same section of the draw, so they could meet in the fourth round. DA, back to you.
Thank you, Bogues. When we come back, the dramatic reading of today's Fat Journal. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This is CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember that the show is available on your phone. Use the CBS Sports app or the Odyssey app to stream it there or watch us at watchda.com. It is time for the dramatic reading of Meraz's Journal. And we welcome on producer Shep, Dave Shepard, as our surprise guest. Shep, good morning.
Hey, good morning, DA. Thank you so much for having me, gentlemen. Appreciate y'all. Listen, first off, mad respect and props to Meraz for what he did on Monday. My hero just for that in itself. Now, my weight, 272. Oh, DA, is this where I go, by the way?
Yes, you can begin reading the Fat Journal now.
Always good to hear your voice, man. There you go. All right, so here we go. Listen, my weight, 272. I assume that's pounds. My first intake, 7 a.m., a small hero roll with an Amarillo's chicken, ham, Swiss, and black peppers. 11 a.m., Eastern time, of course, blueberry, banana, strawberry, peanut butter, almond milk smoothie. Good. Exercise, bicep curl, 60 total reps. Wow. 45, 55, 70 pounds, 220 crunches, 125 pound resistance. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Leg curls, 60 total reps, 60 pounds, 65 pounds, 80 pounds, leg extension, 70 total reps, 50, 65, 80, 95 pounds. I'm killing it. 42 minutes, elliptical. That's what I'm talking about. 1 to 1.5 mile walk with Eli, the great Eli, might I add. I feel great, exclamation point. Let's move on to the afternoon, 2 p.m., where there is no rest unless you're Joe Judge because he's not going to renew the contract, at least in his mind. Now, chicken, tomato on a sandwich, then 10 New Orleans-style chips, delicious for dinner, 3 low-sodium turkey roll-ups, a lower-sodium stuffing inside corn and asparagus. This was my best day this week, and it was after 7 hours sleep. Pretty good for a dog dad and human dad, might I add. More sleep equals more success, even though he didn't pay my rent. Mickey Mantle didn't have days like this. !
Shep, did he actually write good after his shake, and that's what I'm talking about, or did you ad-lib that?
I ad-lib only because I don't do enough around this place, so I'm kind of taking my own liberty, my own volition here, and doing something, okay. Putting my own twist on it, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great to hear your voice, man. I continue to watch you each and every day. You've been good, dude?
Yeah, I've been good, man. How are your holidays?
It's been good, man. It's been good. Hey, listen, how is a guy in his mid-30s with all the success that he has had and now hosting the new Get Bear HQ show, how is he surviving in no shirt, no pants out on Monday when it's 5-10 degrees? Can you break that down for me, please?
Well, I don't think his success career-wise has anything to do about him surviving in cold weather.
That's unbelievable. How are there no ramifications of hypothermia or anything? Because we didn't get a report on that.
Have you been walking any dogs in this cold weather?
I have been, yes, sir. Not everyone's hosting like you are the last 10 years nationally, so I got to make do with what I have, you know?
No, I'm not judging it. I'm asking you, have you had to be outside of this cold weather walking dogs?
Yeah, the weather doesn't break for anybody.
You're what?
The weather doesn't give you a break as a dog walker.
No, dogs have to come out.
They do. But listen, man, you run a marathon, you can do anything you put your mind to. That's kind of how I look at it. Tiki can definitely make that claim as well.
You did run the marathon, and then unbelievably, you ran directly to work. Is that right?
I did. So an ultra marathon might be in my future. So we'll see how that goes. But you know what, DA? I tell people this all the time. If you're going to work in any profession, a volunteer for senior citizen homes or dog shelters, because it gives you a very holistic, humble perspective that I think a lot of people need. So to be honest with you, I should be paying dogs to walk them, not dog owners paying me to walk their dog. That's how I look at it. I don't tell them that, but between you and me, that's how I look at it. Because they are the most pure, innocent, kind, selfless, unconditionally, undeniable, loyal creatures.
Yeah. Do you have dogs?
I have one. I have a dog named George. Okay. He's a rescue. He's a pit bull. Him and I get along great. He's my roommate. He doesn't pay rent. We're going to have to work that out
right at
some point. But he's a great dog, DA.
That's awesome. Well, Happy New Year, Shep. Great job on this, man. Good to hear you on the airwaves. Good to read your columns on CBSSportsRadio.com. Keep up the awesome work, and we'll talk to you again, bud.
Appreciate it, DA. Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Shep reading the Heart Journal gave us so much more than the Fat Journal. So much more. In fact, we'll break down the Heart Journal coming up, but more so, we got to talk about the philosophical thoughts of Shep as well. When we come back, Pats and Bills in the cold. Steve Tasker's going to join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.